Hello and welcome to Basic Money Matters, where we take the complicated financial parts of your life and your business and make it easy for you to understand. Let's get started today. Our topic today is understanding your assets, building your assets to create wealth. Understanding and building your assets to create wealth. Well, so we have to have some definitions here because we don't want to assume that everyone knows exactly what we mean when we say assets. And we also don't want to assume that everyone understands what we mean when we say create wealth. So let's talk about the creating wealth part. Everyone has a different idea about what wealthy is. But in its true sense, being wealthy relates to what your net worth is. It 100% relates to what your net worth is. Being wealthy is not how much money you earn on your job. It is not the type of car you drive. It certainly isn't the type of home that you live in. It's none of those the outward appearance things. Being wealthy is simply numbers. Being wealthy is having a high net worth. And it is achievable by anyone because it is created by you. So a high net worth has two factors in it, assets and liabilities, or what you owe. So it's simply a calculation of all of your assets less everything that you owe, and the difference is your net worth. So if your net worth is a positive number, first of all, that is very good. That's your first step, is to have a positive net worth. It's called not being in the red. So that's step number one. So once you have achieved that, then your next step would be to increase that net worth to whatever your goal is. And I would assume that most people's goal is to be as well off as they can, whatever that might be for you. I don't want to assume that everyone's goal is to be a millionaire. However, you have a personal goal, financial goal, but I certainly know that your financial goal would to be in the blue and not the red. When we say in the blue, that means to have more assets than debt. That's being in the blue. Being in the red is when you add up all your assets and subtract all of your debts. Your debts exceed your assets. And so you have a negative net worth. So if you are in the red, your first goal is to move from being in the red to being in the blue. And there are only two factors involved, assets and liability. So once you have achieved being in the blue, then we should all be working on increasing that positive net worth number. Typically, when we talk about someone being a millionaire or very well off, that means they have a net worth, assets minus debt. They have a net worth that is a pretty high number. And that makes them either a millionaire status, or close to millionaire status, or well off, or whatever you want to call that. So our focus today is on the assets part of that equation. And it's important Because many of us don't realize or don't even understand what assets are. And so we want to make sure that you do understand what assets are as it pertains both to your personal life and your business, because that it is the single most driver of your being able to have a positive bottom line net worth. Now, when we're talking about a business owner, a business, it's the same thing. Instead of the bottom line, assets minus liabilities for a business is not called net worth, it is called equity. Okay, it is called equity. So same concept with your business. You want to have more assets than you have debt in your business, then you would have positive equity. And as you grow that, and as you grow that, your business is more successful. So let's move to talk about what are assets. Simply, assets are anything of monetary value owned by an individual or a business. Anything of monetary value, things that you own. So personal assets, when we're talking about our individual assets, they usually include, you know, our cash, our homes, any type of real estate and land, jewelry that we own, cars, any investments. We've been talking about investments. Our retirement plans, IRAs, 401ks, 403b, anything that you own. If you look around in your home, so our assets are usually classified into maybe think of two categories. They would be our financial assets. Financial assets are some of what I just described. Checking account balances, savings account balances, anything from a monetary sense, investments, 401ks, IRAs, and things of that nature. Those are financial assets. Then we have our physical assets, things that we can touch. It's our home, our cars, clothes, jewelry, things of that nature. Those are all anything that you own. And in some cases, we may have a non-physical or what we call intangible assets. And so some of you may be inventors. You may have a patent, a trademark, copyright, things of that nature that has value to it. That's part of your asset listing. For businesses, it's no different. The financial assets of your businesses, of your business, your financial accounts, and all of the inventory that you have for your business. If you are a retailer, all of your inventory is assets. And any business vehicles, same concept. So now that you have identified, you look around and you say, oh, I've got this and this and this and that. So why is it important? What should you do next? You should list your assets. You have to know exactly what all your assets are at any point in time. Because if you are serious, listen to me very carefully. If you are serious about knowing what your financial standing is, where you stand, what your net worth is, your family's net worth, if that is something that you want to understand, you don't really look to your paycheck stub. You don't just look to see how much is in your checking account. It's a bigger picture than that. What you look to is, what assets do you have? Do you own? That is your starting point. Yes, your investment account is a part of it, but you cannot leave out your home. You cannot leave out your jewelry. You cannot leave out any of these other assets that you have. So if you do not know what all your assets are, that is the single most important step to determining your financial standing personally for you and your family. So you sit down, you look around you, and you get to writing. You list out every single one of them: checking account, savings account, CD, investment, IRA. You just list them out. We'll don't worry about the dollar amounts yet. We'll talk about that. I just want you to list out each and every. Do you own a checking account? List checking account. Do you own a savings account? List savings account. Do you have a 401k with your job? List that. Do you have an IRA account? List that. Do you have a brokerage account? List that. Do you have a home? List your home. Do you have a car? Yes. We have 4 cars. List every single vehicle that you own. It doesn't matter how old that vehicle is or how new that vehicle is. You list it. You also should list, probably, you can in one line item, clothes, especially if you're one who spends a lot on clothes. You can put that in one category, clothes and shoes. Furniture. Yes, your furniture counts. If you have pieces of furniture that's antique, very, 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 very expensive, and I mean, to the degree that it's antique, then you should list that by itself. Include your electronics. Anytime you have an item that is, once again, pretty expensive, that you feel can be resold at a pretty high price, you can list that separately. So you will list all of your assets, and you will do the same thing, of course, for the business. As a business owner, you should have that listing already if you're keeping track of your financial standing, your books. If you have an accounting system, you already have all of your assets listed within your accounting system. So your assets are key to knowing your net worth. So once you list all of your assets, that's called an inventory. Keep that inventory. There are really a number of reasons why you should have an inventory of your assets. Not only just a listing, but in many cases, you should consider taking pictures of your assets. Why? Well, those pictures and that listing is going to be very important if anything ever happens to any of your assets. Loss by any type of catastrophic event, a fire, a flood, theft. You have proof that you had that asset. You have a picture and you have a listing. And that bodes very well with insurance companies when you put in a claim for restoring those assets to you. So once you have listed all of your assets, then You will take pictures of them. So now you'll have an inventory, and you're going to keep that inventory up to date. If you sell one, lose one, get rid of one, it breaks, it's no longer available to you, you take it off the list. If you, once you get additional assets, then you add those onto your list. Trust me, you're going to find this exercise to be very valuable to you as you determine, as you sit down to determine your financial standing. And in the future, if anything ever happens, God forbid it does, to any of your assets, having that listing. So now that you have listed or have an inventory of your assets, then you must determine the value of those assets. Okay? So there are two common ways of determining the value of your assets. And that is, you can list out the price that you pay for it, which is the cost, or you can come up with the market value. Now, I can tell you that in some cases, the cost of that asset is going to be relevant and appropriate, but in most cases, it's not. Cost method is a simple way of valuing it. However, market value is a more accurate way of determining an asset's value, because an asset's value can increase or decrease at any time. You and I both know that cars, the value of cars, you bought a car last year for $30,000. You already know that you cannot sell that car this year for $30,000 because it has what? Depreciated. So when you list your car on your inventory, you should not put the $30,000 on there. You need to list it for the market value of the car. Same thing with your clothes. Yes, you may have paid, you know, $200 for that outfit, but you cannot list it for $200, because if you had to sell it, it will not go for $200. So how do you determine the market value of your non-cash assets? Now, when we're talking about your financial assets, like your CDs, checking account, investments, and things of that nature, those are easy because you just look at the balances at the bank, balances of your IRAs, the balance of your 401k at the financial institution, and that's the value at that point in time. Now, remember, when it comes to assets, it's at a point in time. When we say a point in time, the value of your assets today is one number. But 6 months from now, you have that same listing of assets. If you were to revalue them using the market value at that point, it will be a different number. Now, hopefully, it will be a higher number. Why? Because our goal, we're not going to cover it today, our goal is to build those assets. Our goal is to have assets on that list that appreciate in value and not depreciate. More assets that appreciate, your financial assets, your investments, appreciating, gaining money. And so 6 months from now, you take that same listing and you revalue them. We want that number to be higher because the market value is higher. So be clear that there are certain items whose market value is not going to be going up. The market value of a car will never go up. The market value of your clothes will never go up. But the market value of an antique piece of furniture or antique jewelry may go up. But certainly your financial assets, the value of your financial assets, which of course is why you're investing in the first place, is why you have retirement investments in the first place, is why you're investing in the stock market in the first place, because you want them to go up. So are you getting the picture? So the picture is, when you have this list of assets, wow, we probably want to have as many assets on our list that go up in value than assets that go down in value. You see? So how do we determine the market value of the assets on our inventory, our personal inventory and our business inventory? Well, from the standpoint of a business, I will have to remind you that it's a little different, because the assets for your business must go on your books at cost. It's a principle of accounting. You cannot put them on your books at market value. So whatever you paid for the business vehicle, whatever you paid for the business building, whatever you paid, that is what is on the books of your business. That's different from personal assets, though. So the easiest way to determine the market value of your car, of your clothes, of any of your other, of your home, is an appraisal. But we're not going to go out and spend money on appraisals, are we? 9 times out of 10, we can go online and search to see what the market value is of our, 1978 Ford or whatever car that might be. We all know that we can buy and sell things online on eBay, OfferUp, various places. And so it's fairly easy to see what things are going for. That's where you're going to determine the market value. The market value is basically what it could sell for. That's exactly right. What it could sell for today. So that's the open market. Very easy to determine. So you really don't have a whole lot of reason to spend money on appraisals unless you have high value items. Now, if you certainly want to get a really good number for your home, you could look at what similar homes have sold for in your neighborhood. Okay, similar size, et cetera, what they've sold for recently. That will give you a good idea. But if you want to know an exact market value of your home, then you will get an appraisal, which would cost you a couple of $100. So now that you have your listing of assets and the market value of your assets, then you will total them up. You'll add up all of your assets, and voila. You can happily say, doesn't matter how long that list is, everybody has assets. It does not matter how long or how short your list is. What matters is that you have a list and that you now understand the importance of assets. So let's say you don't have many assets. Let's say you are a renter. You lease an apartment. And let's say you don't own a car, but you do have clothes and you do have other items of value in your apartment. You put those items down. Those are your physical items. Do not feel like you're any less in terms of your assets than anybody else. Because really what matters is that you're learning and you're understanding. What matters is that you have a list. And now you know that your goal is that when you go out to spend money the next time, when you go out to shop, and Christmas is coming, the holidays are coming, when you go out to shop, then you have a choice. You have choices all the time. You can choose to spend the money on a depreciating asset or something that won't even go on your asset list, or you can spend the money on something that can and will go on your asset list. So you see where we're going here? The point is, if you want to gain increase in your personal financial standing or net worth, you must be building your asset, building your list of personal assets. You must be building them by both the number of assets on your list, but more so by the quality of assets on your list. The quality. A home is always good. Real estate, any other real estate, always good. Financial assets, CDs, bank accounts, investments, always good. But I can tell you that if the majority of your spending is on clothes and shoes and televisions, none of those things appreciate. So they're not going to increase, they're not going to do anything for increasing your asset list. So when you prepare your listing today, and then you prepare your listing, you update your listing 6 months from now, and the only thing that you have added on that list are additional TVs and cars, given, assuming that you don't have any investments or anything like that that can appreciate in value, then you've really not added your asset, the market value of your assets, probably going to have gone down in 6 months because you've added televisions and clothing, which of course does not appreciate. So there are decisions that we have to make as we spend our money or not spend money. When we say not spend money, what we're talking about is parlaying our money, you know, having automatic payroll deductions or whatever it might be to go into 401ks and IRAs and investments and savings and things of that nature. That's spending on assets that will increase in value, which will in turn increase your financial standing. So our topic today, what we wanted to pose to you is the importance of knowing your assets, what they are, not just in your mind, but listing them out, putting a value on them, keeping that list in a safe place, referring to that list, knowing what your total assets, the dollar value of your assets are at any time. If you don't know that number, you must immediately do this for your sake and your family's sake. That's step one, knowing and building your assets to create wealth. So we have covered step one, and that is truly working on our personal asset list as well as our business asset list. And the next time, we're going to cover the debt, the liabilities, because that's the second part of the equation of knowing your net worth. I cannot emphasize enough that no asset is too small to put on your list. You put everything that you own, and you don't have to. I am not talking about writing down every piece of clothing that you have. I am talking about putting one
category
called clothing on your list and
simply
giving a ballpark number for
the market value of all of your clothes, all save for some highly expensive item, which you will list out separately. Okay, I hope that was helpful. I look forward to our next series. Have a great day. Have a great week. And God bless.